Well, welcome. Welcome back. Welcome anew. I am Joseph McClendon III, and you are on the Further Faster podcast. And I'll be your guide, your coach, and hopefully your mentor here for this next little while on this journey. Shall I say your voyage into your future in doing exactly what the name implies, and that is to go further, faster, and help you become what we call wealthy. And wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And oftentimes when I do this podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you just myself. I'm going to be sharing with you some of the wisdom and teachings and lessons that I've learned from my great mentors and teachers. And also I'm going to be sharing with you from time to time my great mentors and teachers so that you can not just glean from them, but you can maybe work with them as well. And today is going to be exceptional in that. My guest today is Michael J. Pope Jr., and he is what is known as the coach's tech guy. And I'll start by saying, grab a pad and paper, because if you do want to go further, faster, if you got a business or do want to do anything in life, you're going to have to deal with technology, and that is his expertise. So again, grab a pad and paper, get ready, and I'll be right back with Michael J. Pope Jr. Well, welcome back to Further Faster, the podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I'm excited to share with you my guest, my friend, and actually business partner here today. His name is Michael J. Pope Jr. And I'm going to start by saying this. I jokingly, sort of half jokingly, say that I have all of the technical skills of a slightly intoxicated circus pig. That's not entirely true, because I actually do enjoy technology, and it is not my strong suit, especially when it comes to things like marketing and websites and getting things done in that way. And I'm a firm believer in seeking out and finding the counsel and help of people that are experts at that to help you go further, faster, obviously. And my dear friend and my guest today is Michael J. Pope Jr., and he's the CEO of the Michael Pope Training. And he holds, obviously, a whole lot of different certifications and different things in behavioral analysts. He's a behavioral analyst and a trainer, and he's also a neuroencoding specialist. And in 2021, Michael received the prestigious John Maxwell Cultural Award for Exceeded Expectations out of 35,000 people in 160 countries around the world. And he is my go-to, our go-to with our company and anything that we do in terms of learning and getting it done, the technical sides of things. And what that means is that he has a unique ability to break things down in its simplest terms so that anybody can understand it and show you how to do it as well. So without further ado, this is my dear friend, business partner, and the backbone of our technology side of it, Michael J. Pope. Michael, how are you doing?
Joseph, I am doing wonderful, fantastic. And I'm so happy to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here as well. And, you know, I told everybody about you, and I want you to go a little bit deeper, if you will. And so, you know, you have had and still continue to have an amazing career as a speaker, as a trainer, as a coach, and all those things. But what made you become a mentor and a presenter in helping others succeed at their own business and their own marketing side of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am Michael Pope, the coach's tech guy, as Joseph mentioned. And for me, I've been in the IT industry for the last 27 years as a software developer, and I have a passion for developing software and anything with technology. But several years ago, I started doing some training where I was helping other speakers learn technology. I started through Toastmasters because I had a fear of public speaking many years ago. Toastmasters helped me to overcome that. And my way of giving back to Toastmasters was doing training for other speakers to helping them understand how to use technology better with their speaking. And that led me down the path of wanting to become a coach and helping other people with, you know, overcome their fear of technology and really their anxiety that builds up with them when they think about technology. Yeah, so I love helping coaches create marketing funnels now and landing pages and do social media marketing so that way they can attract more clients without getting overwhelmed with technology. And then thanks to you, Joseph, I'm able to help them create lasting results using neuroencoding.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for doing that as well. So you went from being afraid to speak yourself and you realized that other people not only have that, but they also have this fear, which I did, by the way, this fear of technology. I can remember going back thinking, how am I going to do this? How do people actually do this? How do I find some? I'll be honest with you. How do I find somebody to do this for me? And I did. Yeah. I would seek out and I'd find people, but then I would also along the way realize that, gosh, if I knew a little bit more in doing what they do, then it would help me help them as well. And so they call you the coach's tech guy. Share with us a little bit about, go a little bit deeper on that. And then I'm going to go deeper on some other questions about what that means. But what does that mean that you're the coach's tech guy? What does that mean?
Oh, absolutely. So I run into a lot of coaches who are great at what they do as a coach. Right. They're a type of people that if you give them clients, they can coach them and help their coaches get results. But a lot of the challenge they run into is, how do I market myself? Right. How do I set my business up so that people can actually book appointments with me? Most coaches have no clue how to do that. A lot of coaches that I work with don't know how to accept a payment. They're like, hey, I've got a client. And I've got a person who wants to hire me as a coach. I don't know how to accept payment from them. And I am able to help them with that. Because what I've realized, Joseph, is that it's really like three things that most coaches need to think about. One is that awareness. So I love helping them become more aware of what technology is available to help them with their business. So that way they can automate things and have systems in place so they're not trying to figure things out at the last minute. So that's one thing. Then also there's things that they can learn. I have some clients who want to learn the technology so they're more comfortable with it. And then you have some who are just looking to hire people to do things for them. So maybe they want to have an awareness of what's possible and that knowledge, but they can also hire the right people to do those jobs for them.
Well, you know, I went through those stages myself. As I said, at first, I didn't want to know anything about it because I had that fear. I didn't want to know anything about it. Just do it for me. And what I ran into in doing that was I missed a lot of things and a lot of things I went by and that I wish I would have learned. And then I moved in that next one, whereas, yeah, I wanted to know more so I could kind of monitor what was going on there. And so what you taught me was that there are some other stages as well, because as you said, you know, there are clients and there are people, there are coaches and mentors. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when we talk about coaches and mentors, you might not consider yourself a coach or a mentor, because we're talking about life coaches and people that what we call ultimate performance specialists and things like that. But if you have any kind of business, you're a coach. And that means that you got to coach people and teach people what you do. You got to teach people why your product, goods, or services are going to be valuable to them. So you are somewhat of a coach anywhere. So this fits with everybody. And so what you taught me was that, number one, yeah, like you said, you can be great at what you do, but how do you get the butts in the seats? How do you get the people coming in the doors? You said there's two people, kinds of people, people that you know and people that you don't know. And your warm market is going to run out really quickly. And so share with us a little bit about, from that marketing side, what that might look like for somebody that's brand new, or, you know, that's starting off and going, well, you know, I don't have a big social media platform or following or anything like that. What do I do?
Yeah. So one of the things I tell coaches is you want to quickly establish yourself as an expert. And the way you do that is by hosting your own events, right? So free webinars, free masterclasses, do short videos. Joseph, you're great at that. Like, you're going to do short teaching 1-2 minute videos and you post them on social media where you're adding value and people see you as an expert for that particular subject and they're more likely to reach out to you. So I love hosting free events. I also love collaborating with other people and getting on their stages. So even like right now, I'm on your stage in front of your audience. That gives me additional exposure. And so I tell coaches, hey, look for places where you can go speak. Even if you're speaking for free, get in front of other audiences and share what you have. Because you can be the greatest coach in the world, but if no one knows you exist,
exactly,
you know, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, you're a billboard in the desert. And right now, you know, at the risk of sounding like the wise old sage, back in the day when we started, you know, there was no internet. And that's the truth. There wasn't. You know, when I first got started, there was no internet, literally. And there certainly wasn't social media where you could do things. And I would literally go out, and what Michael said is true. Even and especially if you got to do it for free, because a couple things would happen. Number one, you get more gigs. And then number two, you get time in the saddle. Because everybody likes to think, well, I'll jump up on stage or jump in front of the camera and I'll be amazing. Not so much true. And obviously with neuroencoding, we help people overcome those things and to shorten the process, or shall I say, make the process so that they go further, faster, and their learning curve and their skill curve get very, very, very short. But the truth of the matter is, getting out there and speaking for free and just running your pie hole, it does that. It makes it, and nowadays it's so much easier because you got this crazy little thing that the kids are using called the internet, where you just talk to a camera and put it up on the internet. And what happens is inevitably somebody is going to watch it, and you're going to get feedback, good feedback and bad feedback. And you got to be able to take those hard knocks, if you will, and keep on doing it and keep on doing it. And so what he's saying is absolutely true. And that is get out there and talk, get out there and teach, get out there and just have conversations with people. And that is the first step. What would you say would might be step number two with regard to marketing yourself and getting out there?
Yeah. So I tell coaches a lot of times that, so if you are going to go out there and speak for free, like Joseph was saying, whether it's doing a podcast on someone's show or you're speaking at someone's summit, make sure you have a way of capturing leads or names and emails at a minimum, right? So you want to have, I tell people, put together something free. So if I'm speaking for 45 minutes, I'll put together a handout and I'll tell people, hey, if you want a copy of my slides or if you want a copy of the handout, you go to this website and you can download it for free. But they're giving me their name and their email address and sometimes their phone number. And that allows me to get them into my funnel, if you will, where that way I can start marketing them and adding value to them.
That is spectacular. And this is, listen, everybody, write this down. And also at the bottom of the screen here, you can see how to find Michael, because he's not just telling you what to do. He's going to show you how to do that as well, because one of the greatest things is I shouldn't, as I'm listening to you right now, I'm remembering the things that would go through my mind when I'd hear you and I'd hear other people talk. Well, how do I do that? How do I capture those names? You know, I don't know how to, I barely know how to send out an email. How am I going to capture those names? What am I going to do with it? And you said some things that a lot of people will hear them, self included. In the past, I'd hear them and I'd go, yeah, I sort of know what that is. Landing pages and web page and websites and portals and things like that. But share with us, because you do have a system and a process for people to be able to do that simplifies it, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I do for a lot of my clients, and Joseph, you actually inspired me to do this. I set up a membership program where twice a month we do group trainings where we're talking about some of these technical things that people struggle with and where they can ask their question. They say, hey, I don't know what a landing page is, or, hey, I took your advice and I collected 100 emails, but now what do I do with those emails? Right? How do I start sending the messages back out? Because it's one thing to collect them and hold on to them. It's like collecting business cards, and then you're like, hey, what do I do with these business cards now? So you got to have a process in place for that.
And what's so great about what you're saying there is that, and like I said before, there are people, and I'm, you know, lay it out to you, to everybody. I definitely was, and some right now I still am that kind of person that goes, how do I collect those people? You know, how do I set up a page? How do I set up a landing page? How do I put that website on my screen, and all of those things? And those are the things that you help people with as well. And by the way, I wanted to say this, that when I said before about anybody that does an Instagram post, at some point you had to learn the technology of what button to push so that that post goes in the right place on your Instagram. That's technology. And it is in many cases that simple as you're going on. And so Michael, share with us a little bit about with regard to the tools that you use and that you offer to other people as well, so that it's sort of turnkey. So they don't have to, you know, they can be in that first group of people who doesn't know what they're doing, and but they want to learn more, and they want to have some their hands on some part of it, and they don't want to pay a fortune to somebody to have to do it as well.
Yeah, so one of the tools that I recommend to a lot of coaches is a tool called Amplifier. And what it is an all-in-one marketing system that allows you to schedule your social media. You can set up registration pages or landing pages, if you will, to market your webinars or to market your different events. And it's all done for you. It sends the reminder emails for you. It sends out your social media posts for you. And so that helps a whole lot. So I can show people how in 5 minutes, you can set up your next landing page and you're all ready for your next webinar.
That is spectacular. And that is such an amazing tool. You kind of brushed over this, but I want to make sure that everybody's clear on this. One of the things that Michael does, these aren't recorded calls that he does bi-weekly. They're calls that are live. You get to ask him the questions. And within the Neuro Encoding Institute, we have that as well. He is one of our top trainers in that area, because we're real clear on this, that everybody wants to go further faster. And in order to go further faster, that is going to be in any of those areas, by the way, it's going to be involve other people, and your ability to not just attract other people, but impact people so that they willingly want to help you as you help them. That is not only a skill, but there's a technology foundation that needs to be there as well. And this amplifier system that you're using here as well, he means it. Within just a few minutes, and we have hundreds and hundreds of people who didn't know what they were doing, and now they're up and running and doing something. And I got to tell you that just from your own confidence and certainty side, when you do something like this and you create something like this, it not only gives you certainty and confidence inside, you all of a sudden start to realize that this sets you apart from the masses of people who are A, doing nothing, and B, not understanding. But it also allows you to be in their lives in a way that you never would have before. And so, you know, Michael, your training company, you have a training company of your own as well. And obviously you work with us as well. Maybe give us a couple of examples of people who didn't know what they're doing, and leave me out of this, okay? Who didn't know what they were doing. And in a matter of just a short amount of time, you were able to help them get up and running, create clients, and get results as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you about one of my clients, Bernadine. So she came to me and she was trying to set up her first webinar. Right. So we went through the system. We set up her webinar and it started advertising for her. And someone reached out to her, like they signed up for a webinar, but they also invited her to speak. They're like, oh, you're a speaker and you speak on that topic. And so they invited her to speak. And I think they paid her, it was either $1,500 or $2,000. Cause that was the first thing that came to her mind when they said, what is your fee? And they quickly said yes, and she realized that, man, I should have asked for more. Right? It was just the confidence that she had of knowing that, okay, people are seeing what she does online now. And it is a great feeling.
And they see it as being valuable too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. So I had other people who were like, you know, I went from having no names on my list, and now I have people signing up for one of my newsletters, or they're signing up for 10 of my webinars. And it just creates that confidence in people of knowing that, okay, I actually have a business. People are showing up for my events. Because a lot of coaches, they're afraid to even put themselves out there because they're like, will anyone show up? Mm-hmm. But when you have a system in place, they will show up for you.
And if you don't have a system, if you don't have a system, nobody's going to show up. My dad used to say that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And so if you're not out there, then it's not going to happen. We're going to take a break here shortly. But before we go, I want to just share one last thing. And that is this, that as we talked about just a second ago, with creating the confidence and the certainty within inside yourself, here's the other thing that it creates, is it gives other people certainty and confidence as well in you. So when they see you, in the back of their minds, they go, well, this person, as you said before, you become the expert. This is somebody that I can learn something to. Is everybody going to get that? No. But you don't need everybody. See, a lot of people feel like, okay, well, I'm going to do this big launch and do this webinar and thousands of people are going to show up. My very first webinar, four people showed up and one person moved forward. And by the way, just real quickly, yeah, we got just a couple of minutes. I want to share with you something that I want everybody to really understand, because it's not that this could happen to you. The likelihood of it happening to you is super high when you do something about it. And what you said about the lady feeling like she realized in that moment, I should have asked for more. That happened to me in the very beginning as well. Somebody said to me, because I was charging in the, again, this is back in the olden days, $50 a session. $50 a session, not $50 an hour, a session. And I was booked solid because I was so cheap. And one day a guy called me up and he said, listen, I need your help. I need you. You know, he had something that he was dealing with and everything. And I said, I'd be like, more than happy to help you. And he said, okay, well, when can I see you? And I said, well, it's going to be about 2 weeks. And he goes, no, I got to see you now. And I go, well, I'm sorry, I'm booked up. And he goes, name your price. And I go, it's not about the money. It's just that there are other people in the queue before me. He goes, you know, name your price, you know, whatever it is, you know, I'll do it. I'll pay it. And I go, it can't. And he and I went back and forth. And then finally, I got a little frustrated and I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to price myself out of his range. So I said, $5,000. He said, done. In that moment. And it was in that moment, obviously, I realized that not only that what I had was valuable and I wasn't, if not everybody can afford that amount, but you don't need everybody to do that. And it gave me certainty and it gave certainty in them as well. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back with Michael Pope here in a moment. And so make sure that you stick with us, and because I'm going to show you how to get in touch with and stay in touch with and utilize his services as well. So we'll be right back with you. Hey, you know, I get asked a lot of questions all the time, whether it's something, you know, online, whether it's social media or face-to-face. And the question I've been asked a lot lately is, Joseph, when are you going to do something live again? Because I haven't done anything live in some time. And my team and I sat down and thought about it. So we put together an event. I'm happy to announce to you that on October the 29th through the 30th, 2022, in Las Vegas, Nevada, we're doing a live event called the Further Faster Conference. And this conference is going to be centered around your finances, how to make more money, said differently. Now, obviously, we talk about wealthy, being healthy, happy, and financially abundant, but this one's going to be around that, because that is a subject that people should be talking about and doing something about right now. I'm going to bring some amazing guests, some of my mentors that are going to give you some of their wisdom as well as I'm going to teach you my signature methodology of putting $1 million in your pocket in 10 years or less. It'll blow you away. It is absolutely doable for everybody. So put that in your calendar, and more specifically, go to neuroencoding.com/FFC. It'll be in the description here. You'll be able to see it. Go there, get your questions answered. It's going to be a small, intimate event. So it's first come, first serve. It will sell out. And I look forward to seeing you in there. And remember, life is exactly what you dare to make it. Fortune favors the bold. Boldly step up, and I'll see you in Las Vegas.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, welcome back to Further Faster Podcast. I'm here with my dear friend, guest, and business partner, Michael J. Pope Jr. And before we left, we were talking about, you know, creating clients and creating, putting yourself out there and becoming something more than just a billboard in the desert and what to do with it. And so, Michael, if you would, I know that there's a bit of a flow of going from, let's say, start to finish. You know, how do you get clients? What do you do with them? Where do you plug them in? Share with us a little bit about what that flow might look like so people can have a better understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know we talked before about doing even free webinars or hosting your events or even speaking on someone else's stage. So typically what I like to do
I'm sorry to cut you off. And I utilize something that I call LCD, lowest common denominator. What is a webinar for everybody? That, because most people go, okay, well, you know, I got this idea of what it is. What is a webinar so that people understand that that's all this is and it's not this big daunting thing?
Oh, absolutely. So you could be hosting a meeting on Zoom where you're showing a PowerPoint talking about your business or talking about a result that people can achieve. Right. So if you're a self-confidence coach, maybe you're doing a short webinar talking about how to overcome your confidence issues.
So it's like sort of like the name implies. It's a seminar on the web online. Yeah, I just want to be clear on that so people are not overwhelmed by that. It's all it is. You're just sharing something. You're teaching something as though you would be doing a seminar. But now it's, you know, Zooms are webinars. And oftentimes webinars carry with them an offer towards the end as well, an offer to either purchase something or get involved in something or follow something that as well. So I cut you off, but go on with that flow that you were talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So absolutely. Yeah. So if I'm doing a webinar and let's say it's a 40-minute webinar, I'll probably have maybe 25 minutes of teaching on that webinar. Then I'm going to make an offer. Then I'll probably open it up with the Q&A to answer some questions for the people. And then I'll finish up with that offer. And so typically what my offer would be is for them to have a one-on-one strategy session with me. Some people call these discovery calls. I like to call mine strategy sessions because, as I've learned from you, Joseph, you kind of want to help people get a result right away. So I set up a call where I can help them get a result. And then from there, based on the strategy, I can outline, okay, you can work with me for the next 3 months or for the next 6 months to accomplish these type of results. So it's got a nice little even flow with it. So going from webinar to a one-on-one session to my coaching program.
And then from there, obviously delivering what you have. And what's so great about that is for people to understand, it's only a couple of steps. It's not this big daunting thing because, you know, when people hear things like funnels and so on and so forth, it scares a lot of people. But the truth of the matter is offer something, offer a webinar, something for free, as we talked about before. And listen, guys, listen, everybody, anybody, whatever you do, it is so much simpler and so much easier than it used to be because you have access to anybody that you want through social media, and you might think to yourself, well, I don't have a lot of followers. Well, listen, nobody had a lot of followers in the very beginning. And remember, as you're doing this, as you're doing your first webinars, it's not like you're standing in front of thousands of people. You're talking to a freaking camera. I always want people to remember that. And we do that all the time. We do our selfie stuff and things like that. We'll just take it to the next level. And do things that, like, for example, in the Neuro Encoding Institute, what I did was in the very beginning is I just said, hey, everybody, I want you to watch me utilizing neuro encoding. I'm going to work with somebody that I don't know, and I'm going to take this person through these steps, and you get to watch the results. And that's all I did. That was the webinar. Was I got somebody on the phone and it was a Zoom call and I just, you know, worked with this person. And I said, here was the offer in the end. If you have a desire to maybe learn some of the things that I know, I'd be more than happy to work with you. Click on this link. Boom. And that was it. I did what I normally do anyway, but I just did it on camera. And I gave it away for free. And, you know, several people signed up for it. We grew from there. And so those two steps are critically important that people understand. In addition to how you, like we said before, how you get the butts in the seats, I use that term a lot, but how you get people to show up at your webinar is through the marketing processes, like what Michael said. And what is the name of the platform that you use again, Michael? Share with us a little bit more about that platform.
Yes, I use Amplifier. And the platform itself comes loaded with content, done-for-you content. So done-for-you emails, done-for-you social media campaigns, done-for-you webinars with PowerPoints, with the speaker notes. So it's loaded with content, and it's very affordable for anybody who needs a system to have.
Right. And most people don't have a system. Most people don't have, somebody to, you know, pre-written, like he says, done for you, pre-written for you scripts, pre-written for you emails, and it's plug and play, drag and drop. You plug it in there. You put in the email list that you show them how to get that email list, and you plug in there. And then what happens is it goes out, you know, weekly or bi-weekly or whatever it is. And X amount of people say yes, and you grow from there. You know, everything starts from the very beginning, you know, a seed, if you will. And so lastly, I want to say this, you know, to everybody. First off, Michael, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on this. And first off, how do they find you? How do they find you and how do they find your services?
Yeah, so the easiest way to find me is on my website, michaelpopetraining.com. You can also find me on social media at Michael J. Pope Jr. on most social media platforms.
And I would encourage you, anybody listening, whatever you do, you know, like I said before, if this is your profession, that you're a coach, you're a mentor, you're a teacher, then this is handmade for you. And if you're not, if you're a human being and you got a heartbeat, this is something that if obviously you're on this show called Further Faster, and whatever your business is, whatever you do, you want to have this skill. You know, in neuroencoding, we say there's three things that allow you to function as what we call a megapreneur. And that is in the upper 3 to 5% of the people in any industry. And that is number one, that you have content that solves the problems of the masses. And that doesn't mean that niches are not good, because what that means is that if you have something that, you know, a way to help people get over, you know, our things that we say, procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome. If you have anything that addresses those issues or any of them, then you are solving the problems of the masses. And so I'm saying to you, anybody that's listening, either for yourself or for other people as well, if you have any of those issues, which you do, we all do, then you obviously put yourself in the path of most of the people on the planet. And the second thing is the ability to administer processes and strategies that get results, as Michael said, get results. And as a coach or a mentor, a teacher, or whatever you do, results can mean as simple as somebody getting an aha that they didn't know before, or an emotional shift in them before, a shift in the direction of their life. And so the ability to do that, the skill set of doing that, and that's exactly what Michael's talking about here, having the skill to be able to, you know, get in front of people so that you can present what you do. And then thirdly, that last piece is to be able to present in a way that causes people to take action, that causes people to get up and go, yes, I'm going to do something about it and do it as well. And so, you know, along those lines, first off, again, Michael, thank you so much for being on the show with us. And I want everybody, please, you know, check them out and make sure you do that. And then lastly, check out in the in our notes and in the description here, you'll find out we've got some events coming up. You know, whenever you're listening to this, you know, we always try to make things evergreen. But here in October, we've got an event in Las Vegas coming up that you might want to be interested in as well. So just get more information, join us and join Michael Pope. And Michael, is there anything else that you'd lastly like to say to these amazing people about going further faster?
Well, amazing people, let's keep going further and faster. And if you want to go further faster with your technology or your marketing, please reach out to me at michaelpopetraining.com. Joseph, thank you.
Fantastic. It is my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. And remember, everybody, life is exactly what you dare to make it. And fortune, whatever you consider fortune is, we call it being wealthy, healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Fortune favors the bold. So dare to step up and boldly make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I will see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.